From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service Thursday retook full control of Bartala, a small Christian town to the east of Mosul, which is the Islamic State group seized 2 years ago. A CTS commander announced a jihadist defeat in Bartala on television from that town, which lies 15 kilometers from the eastern edge of Mosul. The development comes as Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has told an international meeting in Paris that the operation to retake the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul is going much faster than expected. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
Foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. French President François Hollande warned Islamic State militants were already fleeing to their nearby stronghold in Raqqa, Syria.
Nous ne devons pas regarder Mosul comme un point sur une carte.
If the coalition is able to inflict a defeat on Islamic State and show it's capable of bringing together all those who want to be part of tomorrow's Iraq, Hollande told the gathering, we won't just have won the battle, but we will have won the war. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while on a reporting assignment has been released by Somalian security forces, according to his employer Al Jazeera on its website Thursday. Hamza Mohammed was arrested on Tuesday along with a driver, fixer, and cameraman. He had been in the country for a week. Somali authorities had informed Al Jazeera that they had detained the journalist, but that he had not been charged with anything. This is VOA News.